The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 12, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 21st, 2007, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yukta karma palang chaktva shantim apnoti naishtakim. Ayukta kama karena palle sokto nibhanyate. The steadily devoted soul attains unadulterated peace because he offers the result of all activities to me. Whereas a person who is not in union with the divine, who is greedy for the fruits of his labor, becomes entangled. Purport. The difference between a person in Krishna consciousness and a person in bodily consciousness is that the former is attached to Krishna, whereas the latter is attached to the results of his activities. The person who is attached to Krishna and works for him only is certainly a liberated person, and he has no anxiety over the results of his work. In the Bhagavatam, the cause of anxiety over the result of an activity is explained as being one's functioning in the conception of duality, that is, without knowledge of the absolute truth. Krishna is the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. In Krishna consciousness, there is no duality. All that exists is a product of Krishna's energy, and Krishna is all good. Therefore, activities in Krishna consciousness are on the absolute plane. They are transcendental and have no material effect. One is therefore filled with peace in Krishna consciousness. But one who is entangled in profit calculation for sense gratification cannot have peace. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Realization that there is no existence besides Krishna is the platform of peace and fearlessness. Om Jnana Timbanandashya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, here the clear distinction is being made between a person who is Krishna conscious and a person who is not Krishna conscious. To understand this difference is very, very important. Because unless one understands this difference, one will remain entangled in the material nature.
Потому что если человек не поймет природу этой разницы, то он будет вовлечен в материальный
A person who is in the material nature has so many anxieties. What will be the result of this action? He never can have a minute of pure peace. Because he's always worried, what will be the result of this action? Will it be pleasing to my senses or displeasing to my senses? But for the Lord's devotee, there is no such anxiety. Because he simply offers everything to Krishna. Krishna is guaranteed to accept his offering if it's offered with love. Patram putram palam dhayam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktyapahritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. Krishna says, if you offer with love, I will accept it. So that not only applies to food, but to all of our activities. If we sincerely offer them with love to Krishna, then we can be sure that he will accept the offering. So for a devotee, it doesn't matter whether he's successful or he's a failure. In either case, if it's offered with love, Krishna will accept. Just like sometimes when I give a lecture, there's a hall full of people. And sometimes, like tonight, the hall is practically empty. But actually, I have no anxiety, you see. Because if I offer it with love to Krishna, then I get his mercy. Sometimes Prabhupada also would give a lecture and there would be nobody there. Sometimes he would speak to thousands and thousands of people. And sometimes just a very small handful of people were there. But in every case, Prabhupada put the same love into his preaching. Because he was not interested in name and fame. He was simply interested to purely glorify Krishna. With love. So this is a very nice example of how in all our activities we shouldn't worry about the result. This is a very nice example how in all of our activities we should not worry about the result. We should simply, sincerely offer it with love to Krishna. The materialist is always worried about happiness and distress, fame and infamy. He's in constant anxiety like this. But for a devotee, there is no such anxiety. So, are there any questions?
Yes, no.
My hearing is fading here, but something about worried. What do you do to avoid being worried about the results?
How to achieve this?
Is that what you're asking? Yeah. Of course, we do have an interest in the result. Because we want to please Krishna. Just like you've asked me a question right now, you see. It's not that I don't care about how well I answer it, thinking, well, what does it matter? Who cares about the result? No, I want to, because I'm trying to offer this preaching service with love to Krishna. I want to answer your question in such a way that it will help you to awaken your love for Krishna. So somehow I answered it in such a way that you were discouraged from surrendering to Krishna, then that would, I would not be very happy. You see? So I want to answer your question in such a way that you're inspired to surrender more and more to Krishna. So in that sense, a devotee does care about the result. He wants his preaching to be successful. So I'm just thinking very deeply, how can I answer your question in such a way that you and everybody listening today will be very inspired to become more and more surrendered to Krishna? So then someone could argue, but I thought you were supposed to be detached from the results. Someone could argue, but Sankarshan Prabhu, you just said a devotee is supposed to be detached from the results. And now you've expressed that you're attached to the result. So are you contradicting yourself? No, I'm not. Do you understand how I'm not? Does anyone understand how I'm not? All right, I'll explain how I'm not contradicting myself. This is called transcendental understanding. As long as I'm giving my very, very best effort to answer your question in such a way that you're inspired in your Krishna consciousness, then I have done my duty. And if you're such a rascal that you don't take it, then that's your problem. You see? As long as I gave my very best effort, to preach to you in such a way that you would be inspired. In other words, I'm attached to giving it my best effort. That I have to be attached to. My very, 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 very best effort. You see, I have to be attached to that. But what happens after that, that I'm detached from. Just like you may go into the Helsinki subway station or train station for distributing books, you see, for example. Haitiki Bhakti goes sometimes distributing books in the Helsinki train station, you see.
Mataji распространяет книги на вокзале.
So she should be very, very attached to giving her very best effort to that preaching work, you see. If you put your full love and devotion into that activity, then you'll naturally feel very happy and satisfied because you offered your day in loving service to Krishna. Whether the people took a book or not, well, you're covered because you offered your whole day in love to Krishna. So you were very attached to giving in your best effort. But you were detached from what happened after that. Srila Prabhupada gives an example. A salesman, there's two types of salesmen. Some are paid on a commission, which means they're paid according to how much they sell. And some are paid a salary. They just get a flat salary every month. So just imagine a salesman who's on a salary. Whether he sells or he doesn't sell, he still gets paid the same thing. The company has put him on a salary because they know he's very sincere and hardworking and dedicated. So he doesn't. All he has to do is remain sincere, hardworking, and dedicated. He doesn't have to worry whether he sells or he doesn't sell. For the sake of the company, he wants to sell as much as possible. So he's attached to that. But in terms of what of his own necessities, his own paycheck, he's detached because it doesn't matter. So in the same way, the devotee knows, as long as I'm sincerely trying my best to please my spiritual master and Krishna, then I'm covered. I don't have to worry about anything. And now I'll give you a very, very good example. You know who is our great founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When I was with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975, he told of what he was thinking when he came to America. Because previously, one of his godbrothers had been sent to England for preaching. And he was not successful. He had zero results. So Prabhupada was thinking, well, I'll give some more of the story. Yeah. Prabhupada's godbrother was preaching to one British lord. His name was Lord Zetland. So, Lord Zetland, he was formerly the governor of Bengal during the British rule era of India. So he was a little bit familiar with, Vedic culture, Brahman, Vaishya, like that, Sri Kshatriya. He knew that the Brahmins, they were the aristocrats of the Vedic culture. So he was a British, he was already a British aristocrat. And he was thinking, maybe I can become even a bigger aristocrat by becoming a Brahmin. So he asked Prabhupada's godbrother, he says, Swamiji, can you make me a Brahmin? And Prabhupada's godbrother said, yes, no problem. If you can follow these rules, I can make you a Brahmin. No illicit sex. No intoxication. No meat eating. And no gambling. So you know what Lord Zetland said? He said, impossible. So, Prabhupada was thinking when he came to America. As soon as I tell them, no illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no gambling. They will immediately say, please go home. Go back to India. You see, so Prabhupada said, still I was thinking, let me try. You see, this is the mood of the preacher. When he goes out on Sankirtan, he thinks, well, maybe nobody will take a book. Because they're so caught up in illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. But still, let me try my best. Because my spiritual master wants me to preach. He wants me to distribute books. He wants me to make devotees. He wants me to push forward the movement. You see? So the devotee is very attached to making their best effort to be successful. Detachment means, doesn't matter whether they're a failure or they're a success, they'll still go on trying to please their guru. That's what it means to be detached. Detachment means that I will still go on trying to push forward this movement. It doesn't matter if I'm a success or a failure, but I will still keep trying to push this movement. Detachment does not mean I don't care about the result, I'm detached. Therefore, I will simply eat and sleep. That is not the meaning of detachment. Detachment means I am attached to doing my duty and it doesn't matter what is the result of my doing my duty, I will still go on doing my duty. That is detachment. Just like I have been blessed with this duty of traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Sometimes my preaching is received with great enthusiasm. And sometimes the enthusiasm is not so great. But still I go on enthusiastically preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada ordered me to be enthusiastic. He didn't say, when the results are nice, you should be enthusiastic. And when the results are nice, not nice, then you don't have to be enthusiastic. He told me to, he ordered me continue enthusiastically as you were doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So I surrendered to his order. And you know what? It works. Krishna has been blessing me for 36 years. Because I've always remained enthusiastic for pushing for this movement. It didn't matter if the results were there or the results were not there. It didn't matter. Keep pushing, pushing, pushing forward Krishna consciousness. That's all. So in this way, a devotee is very attached and very detached at the same time. Any other questions? I will still preach enthusiastically.
You still receive bliss of Krishna.
That's right.
Blessing of Krishna. And she says that if it is some kind of charist, something egoistic, you know, when some people want for themselves.
Yeah, the devotee is.
A devotee wants
to please Krishna. He wants that Krishna should be recognized by everyone, but he personally doesn't need any recognition. That's right.
Преданный хочет, чтобы признали чтобы его признали, он не хочет.
He simply wants to see that the whole world will become Krishna conscious, that's all.
Он просто хочет, чтобы весь мир стал в сознании Кришны.
He has no desire for his own name and fame.
Он не хочет славы для своего имени.
He doesn't think I need a big audience so many people recognize that I'm a preacher of Krishna consciousness. No, he doesn't feel that. But because he is compassionate upon the fallen souls of this world, who are suffering in material consciousness, he wants that everyone should come and hear about Krishna. Whether I speak or you speak, it doesn't matter. We simply want that everyone should come and hear about Krishna, and that's all.
She wanted to ask, is it normal that a devotee wants to get the bliss of Krishna?
Blessing for himself? Yes. A devotee wants to get the mercy and the blessings of Krishna. That is his desire. He wants that Krishna will bless him. That's why he prays, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He's trying to attract the merciful blessings of Krishna upon him by chanting with love. And what is that mercy? That is to be engaged in devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
That is the blessing of Krishna. He engages us in His service. Did I answer your question? Any other questions?
Said that you need to be engaged in devotional service все время.
Никаков критерий постоянно.
Regularly.
Yes.
What is the criteria? No.
Для всех.
Is it the one for all, or maybe individually for some? This amount of time is okay for another amount or for all?
Yes. Yes.
How to understand this?
The types of devotional service are many. But someone who is a devotee of the Lord, he actually wants to be engaged 24 hours in Krishna's service. There are many, many ways of serving Krishna. Just like a wealthy businessman, he is running a big business. And he is generating millions of dollars worth of euro or euros worth of profit. And he is using that profit to push forward Krishna consciousness. So running that business and offering the profit to Krishna, that is one type of devotional service. Or someone who is very good at writing songs, they can write songs about Krishna. Or someone is very good at painting. Or someone is an expert architect. Or someone is very good at speaking, giving lectures. So there are many, many ways that one can serve Krishna. Someone may be a very good cook. They can cook for Krishna. So the ideal thing is to be engaged 24 hours in Krishna's service. That from the bona fide spiritual master, one learns the art of how to use everything that you're doing for Krishna. Of course, in the beginning, you can't do that because you don't know. It takes time to learn. But in the beginning, at least you can come to the temple and hear a lecture, and that's devotional service also. From the activity of hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, then everything will come automatically. If you simply go on hearing as much as possible from the spiritual master, then gradually everything that you're doing will be transformed into devotional service. And you'll fully realize your eternal spiritual nature. And you'll experience unlimited bliss and knowledge at every minute. Did that answer your question? Thank you for your nice question. Спасибо. Any other questions? Okay. Oh, one more? All right.
Работать
when reading the Transcendental Diary of Srila Prabhupada, mm-hmm. I read a dialogue when one Grihastha spoke with Srila Prabhupada, mm-hmm. and he wanted to live in the temple and become a brahmachari. He just wanted to live in the temple. And Srila Prabhupada answered, and Srila Prabhupada said that Grihasthas mustn't live in the temple and must work on karmic work and support the temple.
Yes.
Да. Why some grihasthas, devotees, live in the temple, живут в храме? They don't work on the karmic work and live on the money they get from giving away books. Is it normal?
By selling books?
By selling books. Продавая книги. Distributing books.
They live in the temple?
Они живут в храме? Нет, no.
They live on the outside?
Live outside,
and they have their own book distribution business. They make their livelihood by book distribution.
Yes,
that's very good. Why work for a karmi? Why work at a waste time in a karmi job when you can earn a living by selling books? That's great. That's the ideal occupation for house owners, to do book distribution. But for those who are not able, they can work job. I just came from Bulgaria. There's a nice house owner couple there. They live by book distribution. Prabhupada actually said that the householders could do them. They could live by distributing books. But those who are not able to do that, they can work job. Or they can do some other kind of business. But they must support the temple financially.
Mataji just saw an example in Italy that devotees who spent 20 years in distributing books are now in depression because...
They're now what?
Huh?
They're now what?
In depression.
Depressed?
Or stress or something like that because they...
frustrated.
Yes, because it became not very easy to distribute books. They don't have such good health, and they don't have a possibility to get a karmic job now anymore. So
they can go. Then they should go to Mayapur then. Find some. Krishna will arrange something for them. Krishna will make some arrangement. Krishna is feeding even the atheists. Do you think he won't feed his devotees?
Krishna,
he will. Krishna will take care. Anyone who's given 20 years for distributing books, Krishna will make some arrangement for them. You think Krishna is cruel? Anything else? All right. So we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.